So we want to think about the thought of at my Father's table. The scripture that inspired this thought is found in Psalms, of course, 23rd Psalms. So we're going to start out by reading it. Of course, I know we can quote it, but we're going to read it this time.
Amen.
And we're going to look at what we get at our Father's table. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The fifth verse is the key verse here. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I was thinking about how that in this fifth verse it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. When we think about a table, we think about food, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the Lord has something to give us. When God feeds us, what he gives us is going to have eternal blessings. It's going to have eternal effect on us. You know, we go to the table and we eat our meat. If we eat a balanced meal, it's for our good, right?
Yes.
So we want to have a variety of protein, the little starch and vegetables and fruit, that we can have a strong body. When God feeds us, it's going to make us strong spiritually.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes when our enemy is there, the enemy is there to tear us down.
Yeah. Right.
But God is there to prepare his table before, in the presence of our enemy. The one that wants to tear us down, God is going to feed us and build us up.
Amen.
And so it is a blessing to have all of this good food that God has for us. He wants to fill the hungry soul with goodness. He has something good. He doesn't fill us with junk and things that have no value. But he fills us with things that's going to build us up in the most holy faith. And let's look at Psalms 103:5. It is a privilege to eat at Father's table.
Yes.
You know, I hope that when this message is over, that each of us will be more hungry for God and the things of God. Not only so, but that it will inspire us. When I was studying these verses, I felt so inspired and so encouraged and so rejuvenated. You know, when you eat something that's good for you, it makes you, gives you energy, makes you feel like doing things you need to do. So with the Lord, we're going to find out what's this food that he gives us? How is it going to affect us? Let's go to Psalms 103 and 5 says, let's read from 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is with me in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Look at all of these blessings we get from the Lord, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, God wants to put some energy in us.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to have to walk around droopy and you know, malnutrition. He doesn't want that. He's going to feed us in such a way that we can have energy from him, for him.
Yes, amen.
He's going to feed us in such a way that we will know his ways. He will feed us with good things. He's satisfied. And you know, when you get through eating from Father's table, you're going to be satisfied. Have you ever eaten a meal and then you say, you know what, that didn't satisfy me.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it's something else I need or I want.
Yes.
Not with the Lord.
That's right.
When we eat from Father's table, it's going to feed us so we're satisfied and we're going to be a help to somebody else.
That's right.
God gives us this. For us, but for others too.
Thank you, Lord.
So it is a blessing to feed from Father's table. Psalms 107 and 9. For he satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. When you long for God, when you are hungry for God, he's going to fill you. He will not leave you hungry.
That's right.
He will not leave you unsatisfied. He's going to give you what your spiritual body needs. Just like when you eat correctly, you will have what your physical body needs to be able to do and carry on life's function. The same way with the Lord. When he feeds us, he's going to feed us what we need. Let's go to Matthew. I want to encourage us to look at this scripture in Matthew and let it be a part of who we are. Matthew 5 and 6. What does it say?
Blessed are they
who
hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Look at that. We need to have a hunger for righteousness. A hunger for the things of God. I want it so much when I wake up in the morning. I want to read his word and get something that will help me. Have you ever gotten up in the morning and you ask the Lord, Lord, before you even open the Bible, Lord, give me something for today. Give me some food. I'm hungry, Lord. Give me something that's going to help me through the day. Yes. And how many times, over and over, the Lord will just open it up to you, give you something that inspires you to press against the enemy, that inspires you to really walk with God and please him. Because you love him.
Yeah.
It even inspires more of his love in our hearts.
Yeah.
Let's ask him. Let's hunger after. Don't hunger after the world.
Yes, amen.
Don't want all this stuff for the world. It's going to pass away.
That's right.
Can't take it with us.
That's right.
But when we hunger and thirst after God, this is something we can take with us in eternity.
Yes.
Proverbs 27 is my scripture. Psalms 27 is my scripture. But Proverbs 27 and 7, let's read it. Let's hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Yes.
When we do, we're going to be filled with all the goodness that God has to offer us. The full soul, locust and honeycomb. But the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. You know what that means? It means that if you're full and you don't, you're not going to have an appetite. That's why it says this. Honeycomb is something sweet, something delicious. But if you're already full and you don't have any interest in the things of God, you're not going to enjoy those sweet things of God.
Yeah.
But a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Even if something bitter comes your way, it's going to seem sweet to you because you are hungering after God.
Yes.
Maybe you are in a trial. Maybe the Lord tell you you didn't have enough patience. Or he tell you these things. You need to slow down. You need to take more time for me. Those may seem bitter, but it's sweet to you because it came from the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
You're hungry for whatever he has to tell you. He might reprimand you, but because you're hungering for him, it's sweet to you.
Yes.
Even the reprimand is sweet. So let us hunger. When we go to God's table, let's go with the hunger.
Amen.
You know, how many times you take your time fixing a meal and the people act like they're not interested? You say, come on, dinner time. And they just take their time and don't even try to hardly come. The food's getting cold. You see, they're not hungry. But when we come to God's table, we need to be hungry for what he has to say.
That's right.
And do you know where we get this food from? Right here. This is the food God has for us. Right here in his word. He has so much to give us. Things that will teach us his ways. We're fed from the word of God how to live right. What is the path of right? What's the right path to follow?
Amen.
So we want to be diligent in eating all the good food the Lord has for us. I'm not naturally right now a person of a great appetite. I used to be. But I know what it feels like or what it seems like to have somebody that has a good appetite.
Yes.
I tell you, I like to feed people that have a good appetite.
Yes.
You put forth all that effort to cook, and they come and they sit down and they have a smile on their face. And they eat all of their food.
Yes.
It makes you feel good.
Yes.
What do you think the Lord does? He sets a table before us. And if we just show no interest, come to church, go to sleep in church, chewing gum, talking to our friends, it shows no appetite. But when we come and we can't hardly wait till the door is open and we just, our mind is already, we got our Bibles out, we got our notepad out, and we're trying to take all the notes and all. This is a hungry soul. They're ready to eat. And that's what God wants us to be.
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 55. Let's read verses 1 and 2. If we come to God's table, our Father's table, hungry, he's going to fill us. We won't leave there hungry. We won't leave there trying to think, what else should I eat? We'll leave there satisfied. I think about when we go to service and we listen to a message and we're hungry for the things of God, we leave and say, Oh, that was a wonderful message. I got so much out of it. I learned so much. And do you go, inspired to put those things in practice? Maybe I was taught more how to live for God and how to walk before Him and live a holy and righteous life. And then when I leave that service, I'm just determined to do better. This is a hungry soul. Somebody get that. Isaiah 55, read 1 and 2.
Oh, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters.
Stop just a minute. Think about it. This is what the Lord is saying. Everyone that's thirsty, come ye to the water. He's welcoming us to come. That's just right. Like when we feed, you remember the scripture he said, the kingdom of God is like a man that prepared a feast. You remember that? And he went out and tried to invite all these people, and some made excuses or whatever. And then he said, go into the highways and hedges.
Yeah.
The Lord today is setting his table before us. And he's saying, oh, everyone that thirsts. If you thirsty for God, come ye. Read on.
Amen. It says, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in itself in fatness.
Itself in fatness. Look. He's got his table spread. Eat some carrots. Eat some collard greens. Eat some roast or some chicken or some turkey and some dressing. God has all of these things prepared for us. They come in the form of eat some patience.
Yes, amen.
Eat some long-suffering. Eat some more love. Eat some kindness. Eat some gentleness. Eat some righteousness. All of this is spread out before
yes.
us. And we can have freely. We don't have to pay for it. He's giving it to us freely. All we have to do is want it, desire it. And then eat as much as you want to. Delight yourself in fatness. Okay, sit there and eat like George said at the table. He couldn't figure out no grown person to eat so little because he's thinking they should eat a lot. And you can just get as fat as you want. You know, there's no limit to what we can get out of God. God has so much for us.
Yes,
we
amen.
Just, it's for us, for the getting, for the taking, partaking of his meal. Come ye by, read that part again.
Come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money, and without price.
Now he's saying buy, but you don't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. You eat of it. All you want of the good things of God. He that is hungry, he satisfied the hungry soul with goodness.
Yes.
He has goodness for us. Everything he has, we don't have to turn up our nose at it because it's good and it's good for us.
Yes.
But it's eternal. The food that he gives us is eternal, is food for our soul. Let's go to Psalms 119:103. It's going to help us in eternity. And that's what's going to count. All the things I get in this world that is not eternal, we'll have to leave it here. I can get a lot of money here. I can get a lot of food, all the food I want. But I cannot take it with me. But when I get the things of God, I can take it with me forever. It's eternal.
How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
The words of God are sweet.
Yes.
Now, I tell you one thing. I may not eat a lot of food, but I do like dessert. Shame on me. Shame on me. I like dessert. So, it's sweet to my taste. It's sweeter than honey. I tell you, honey is very sweet, but it's good. And the word of God is sweeter than honey. Let's go now to Isaiah 7 and 15. I'm so thankful that God gives us His word as food. His word is our food.
Yes,
and He gives it to us. We can feed on it. You know, sometimes some people say eat 6 meals a day. Mm-hmm. We can feed on it actually all day long.
That's right.
Some people like to nibble. They'll snack. They'll eat a bag of chips. And then they'll go and get a soda. And then they'll go get some cookies. And then they'll eat this, that, all through the day. Well, we can do that with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. All through the day, we can eat on it and feast on it. And if we get fat, we don't have to worry about it. You know how we don't like to be too fat.
All right.
But we can be good and fat when it comes to God's Word and
Amen.
Things of God.
Amen. Isaiah 7:15, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse an evil and choose the good.
You see what we're eating? The things that we're eating of God teaches us how to refuse the evil and choose the good. That's what we get. That's what we're feeding on. The Word of God that teaches us righteousness and how to go the right way, how to accept the right way and refuse the evil way. It's going to make us strong.
Yes.
The Word of God will make us strong. We won't be puny. We won't be knocked down by every little temptation that comes our way.
That's right.
Because of the Word of God. It will help us fight off the enemy. Okay, let's go to Psalms 19, verses 9 through 11. Do you know, we sing a lot of songs in the songbook. Do you know those songs go right along with the Word of God?
That's right.
And it helps us fight the enemy off. Have you ever had a problem and a song come to your heart and it just helps you with the problem?
Yes.
God can do that with
yes.
us. That song goes right along with the Word of God and it'll help you.
Yes.
We're feeding. When we're meditating on God's word, when we're reading
yes.
His word, when we're meditating, and when we're singing, we're feeding from Father's table.
Amen.
He's got good things for us, and it will help us to know how to go the right way.
Yes.
Psalms 19, somebody get verses 9, 10, and 11.
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward.
So the fear of the Lord, as we partake more of God, we get more of the fear of God.
Yes.
The fear of God helps us to navigate through life. It helps us to do the right thing.
Yes.
So here it says the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. You don't have to worry about it leading you anything wrong because it's going to lead you in the right way. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteousness altogether. We need to have the fear of God on our heart. Let's get some of that off his tape. The fear of God. The fear of God will preserve us. It will help us to help. One scripture right. say, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
We get spiritual wisdom from the fear of God. If we fear God, we don't want to say anything. We can't, because we know that God is looking down.
Yes.
And he's paying attention to what we're saying and what we're doing. The fear of God keep us from going to the wrong places, doing the wrong thing. All of this is very important in our living for God. We must fear God. We cannot afford, even, for instance, if somebody says something to me and I get offended by it, I don't like it, the fear of God will check me and keep me from going off on them. I won't even want to.
That's right.
It might come to my mind, but I won't want to. The fear of God is there. It'll guide us in the right way. So the fear of God is clean, yes. enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. We're going to find through his word, his judgments, what he says about things. How he feels about things, how God wants us to live, things he wants us to do, things he don't want us to do, things he's going to have us to put off. As we walk with God, he's going to tell us, you don't do that. He's going to teach us, put that away. Don't do that. You don't do that in my house, at my table.
All right.
You know how sometimes I heard Brother... you say, don't do that at God's table, or something
right.
he said. Don't say it.
That's right.
Well, we can't do that at the Lord's table, our Father's table. But the judgment of the Lord, through the word, we find the judgments of God, and it teaches righteousness. And it said, and righteous altogether.
Yes.
More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than fine gold. Some people like gold and all of this jewelry and stuff. The way of the Lord, the righteousness of God is more to be desired than all of that. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. As we fear the Lord, as we read his word and we find the judgments of God, he warns us when something is not right. And it said, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. We want to keep the judgments of God. We want whatever he says to do, we want to be obedient to him. Whatever he says put aside, let's be obedient to him.
That's right.
Sometimes people think, well, the saints do this and the saints don't do that. The saints say this and the saints. But you know what? We need to fear God. What does God say? God is the one that calls the shots.
That's right.
He's the one that tells us what to do and what not to do in his word. The saints are telling you what the word says.
That's right.
You don't have to say, I'm doing this because of the saints. I'm doing it because it's in God's word.
That's right.
And that's what we should have. That fear of God, that the judgments of God, and we should cling to that. Luke 1 and 53.
153, he have filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away.
That's right. Look at this. If you're hungry for the things of God, he's going to fill you. You're going to be flourishing. But yet, if you're rich, and those are people that they don't feel like they need God. I got money. Money can give me whatever I want. They don't see a need of it. But then God just send them on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But the little lowly person that has such a desire for God, he's going to fill them with all kinds of goodness. You're going to see the righteousness of God flourishing in their lives. Yes. When they speak, they're going to speak in the way that God would want them to speak. When they act, they're going to act in the way God would want them to do. When they have, with their attitude, they're going to have the attitude that God wants them. They're going to be rich.
Yes.
They're going to be filled.
Yes.
They're going to be satisfied.
Amen.
They're going to be fat.
Yes.
You know, some people love little fat babies.
Oh, yes.
Because they look so healthy.
Yes.
They just look so, sometimes you just almost want to pinch their little fat cheeks. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Lord wants us to be fat comes to Him. And we can be.
Yes, help me, Lord.
Now, one more scripture to see how that, in this scripture, we're going to see kind of the blessings of being feeding from Father's table. There's a blessing in it. It's going to give us eternal values, eternal reward. It's found in Revelations. We'll start at the 7th chapter and start at verse 9 and we'll read to 17.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne, and about the elders and four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever.
Okay.
Amen.
Now, why don't you stop here? This was a multitude where no man can number. And these were a robe, clothes in white robes and palms in their hands.
Yes, amen.
These are people that are saved.
Yes.
This is at the judgment. Here at the very end, there's going to be a multitude where nobody can number of people that have on white robes and palms in their hand. And what does it say? They began to cry with a loud voice, saying, salvation unto our God. You know, it's a blessing to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
We get that at Father's table, which sitteth upon the throne and upon the Lamb. Let's read on. Down to 17.
Okay,
so, 17. Go on, you did to 12. Go on to 13.
Go ahead, Sarah.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Okay, stop. These are saved people that have washed their robes. They're not sinning anymore. They got rid of the sin business. They're living for God. They have fed from Father's table. This is at the end. And then it said, and they washed and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. We are saved and washed and clean by the blood of the Lamb, which is Christ Jesus. Read on.
Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple.
Okay, stop. They serve him day and night. This is not a haphazard thing. This is not an on and off thing. This is a continual living for the Lord. Read on.
And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat.
Okay, stop. The Lord has fed us at his table. Now they're at the end of life. And they're standing before the Lord with a white robe and palms in their hand. And they have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, and they serve God and live for him day and night.
That's right.
You know, it's not I live for him now and then I go sin and then I come back. No. Live for him clean day and night before him.
That was Lord.
And then it said now they're hungry no more. Neither will they thirst. Keep reading.
Verse 17, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Look at that. At the end. They've been feeding from Father's table all their lives, all their spiritual lives, living for him, and now they're before him.
Yes.
Worshiping him. They're in heaven. And that's our eternal, that's our goal. That's the point of all of this. Let's be hunger and thirst after him and eat from his table. That at the end of our life, we can be one of this number, where it says they serve him day and night. The hunger and the has brought them. They don't even need to eat anymore. He has fed them, and so we want to be fed by the Lord. Pray for me that we'll be faithful and true to him. I don't want to let anything distract me from my service to him.